on the phone now. Here we go. Everybody's been waiting to hear from this guy. The fake name that he gave us was JP. Guy had the website, mysuperproposal.com.
Right.
Here's the skinny on this guy. We have him on the show. He's got a website. He says he wants a commercial during the Super Bowl where he can propose to his girlfriend.
Says he has a sponsor and he's going to be on in the fourth quarter.
Remember that? We had him on the show. We watched the Super Bowl. We didn't see the guy's commercial.
No. I was really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Rob gets a hold of the guy after the game. The guy says, hey, yeah, the commercial didn't run, but I can't really tell you all the information about it. Now, joining us is not only the guy whose real name is Rand, but his now fiance, Geraldine. Hello to both of you.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Rand. How you doing?
Hi, Rand. How's it going?
Good.
Rand, thanks for coming back on the show. We do appreciate it. Why didn't your proposal ad run during the Super Bowl?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One was I think we at one point we had an advertising sponsor, a big sponsor, and I had filmed an ad with them. I flew out of town. I told Geraldine I was going for business, and they pulled out of doing the spot about 9 or 10 days before the Super Bowl. So we were kind of rushed. And the other advertisers who were interested, a couple of them basically didn't have the time to put it all together. And so CBS said, well, you should send us a video anyway, and maybe we'll air it, you know, just editorially. But they ended up not doing that.
I think we were told you can't mention the name of the sponsor that eventually gave you a local ad out there to propose. But can you mention the...
Much as I'd like to, I can't. Yeah.
Are you allowed to say the names of the sponsors that you were close to? I mean, can you give us those names?
Yeah, I think so. So, okay. I mean, there were people from Yum Brands, which is like KFC and Taco Bell and Pizza Hut.
Okay, all right.
And then there was the folks from Hershey's who were really, really sweet, actually, and totally wanted to do an ad.
Hey, did you say that on purpose? They were really sweet, the people from Hershey's?
Well, see, now, if they were smart, they would have gone with that, with the whole Hershey's Kisses thing.
Yeah, that would have been a good thing.
That's what they wanted. Yeah, they wanted to do it around their Kisses brand.
So maybe I missed this. What happened if you had all of these sponsors on the hook? What happened at the last? If one of them fell through,
we went with we went with one of them, one who we actually really liked. We liked the their commercial spot was the idea was terrific and it was going to work out really well. And they didn't want to do anything like make it associated with something particular or product of theirs. It wasn't like you go sell something. It was just make the proposal, and then we'll have our logo afterwards. So it was kind of cool in that respect. But,
and you actually, this is the one you actually produced.
This is the one I actually went and filmed. But then, 9 or 10 days out, they pulled out. They had sent a contract over for me to sign or whatnot, and then...
It's spreading. It's spreading across the country. We're not going to have a show if we keep doing
this. This is a crazy show today. This is a crazy show today.
Ladies and gentlemen, down with Maxwell Silverhammer. Sorry about that.
Now, did you hang up on Geraldine also?
Yes.
See, Geraldine, point of order. Since I'm sort of manning the rules on this, Geraldine we can still talk to.
Yes.
But because Rand Fishkin is not a major celebrity,
get her back.
We will not be able to talk to him any longer.
He broke the whatnot rule.
Yes.
Now, while we're waiting, here's what we do have. Let me see. On a disc here somewhere, I do have the commercial that Din run locally in Seattle.
Okay.
In the Seattle market during Veronica Mars.
Oh, good.
It's kind of a step down from the Super Bowl.
Just a bit.
And then also the reaction. So while Rob gets the girlfriend back, here is the spot that ran during Veronica Mars.
The whole world, this is Geraldine. She is amazing in every way. For the last 5 years, we've spent the best parts of our lives together and made it through the tough times, too. I couldn't ask for anything more in my life than her love. And that's why I'm here today. Geraldine, will you marry me?
Would you let me lick you everywhere?
No. That would have been a nice touch.
Hideous.
I didn't know that the ad was on NBC.
All right, here is Geraldine.
Geraldine, are you there?
I am, yeah.
Geraldine, let me apologize for hanging up on you. What happened was your fiancé used the most dreaded of all words.
It's a word that we actually have a little alarm go off when it's used on the show.
He said whatnot, and
Yeah, I've heard the FCC is really trying to crack down on language.
No, actually, that's just us, honey. Now, you should tell your fiancé the next time. What did Carson Kressley say the word instead of whatnot?
Whatsoever?
You know, whatsoever could be used,
something like that.
All his vocabulary needs to come from DJs from now on.
What?
And he needs to use random sound effects when he talks. Buzzers, movie clips, anything like that,
exactly.
Totally acceptable.
Right, now that he's out of the picture, we'll keep you on the line as long as you don't say whatnot. And thanks for coming back on the show. Did you have any idea that your boyfriend was trying to get a national ad together to propose to you?
Oh, no.
You did not.
I did not.
Did you get suspicious at all? Because obviously he was doing an awful lot of running around trying to organize some of this stuff. Did you have any suspicions of, what the hell is wrong with him or anything? You know, his behavior seems odd. Was there anything going on that aroused any suspicion in you?
I thought he was, I had assumed he was going to propose. I'd kind of been teasing him about it because it seemed like that was on the horizon, but I thought it was going to occur during a trip that we were going to take together coming up in the spring. So I was anticipating that. So that's kind of part of what I thought it was. That, and he travels a lot anyway, and he goes on a lot of trips.
I got to tell you, Geraldine, we thought that he was the world's biggest liar, pants on fire. We had the guy on the show before the game, and he was telling us all this stuff about, I've got a client, I can't tell you their name. And we're like, okay, dude, this is kind of a good scoop for our show.
And it was wasn't it a week before the Super Bowl?
Yeah, and like Lemmings, we watched every goddamn commercial during the Super Bowl.
It literally came down to the wire. I look back, and now I realize that he was getting up a lot in the game. He looked really nervous. The phone was going. His phone was constantly ringing, which I thought was strange. There was a video camera. You know, somebody was like, "Oh, we should get a shot of everybody watching the game. It's a nice family moment." And so, looking back, it makes a lot of sense.
So, did he actually end up proposing to you during the game?
No. He ended up purchasing local.
It was the Veronica Mars spot that we just heard.
Then it was live after that.
That was a local spot on the Seattle station.
That's correct.
That was like three.
You can see it on iFilm.
Are you a regular viewer of Veronica Mars? Would you have been?
I am. Oh, okay, I am, and it's the one program I think he knew that I would be watching live rather than record. So we were a bit delayed. We were maybe a minute behind because I had paused it a few times. So I was about to fast forward through the commercial. You can actually see it on the tape. I've got the remote pulled.
All right, let's hear some of the reaction. Now we do have a reaction tape from a Seattle TV station.
Okay,
so is there a need to play that?
Yeah, come on, Geraldine. We want to play.
Let's hear this. Here we go. Oh, I'm sorry. Where is it? Is that it?
Yeah. This is the title card. There's a
girl. What the hell is this?
It's produced nicely because it's her proposal. It's just a second of music.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty.
Sure is.
Thank you. There's a girl
in my dream. Hideous. And it's you.
Shut up.
There's a girl. Okay, off you go.
And it fades out.
This Hideous.
That's the commercial.
Hold on, there's more. Here's her reaction.
This is Geraldine. She is amazing.
This is her watching it on TV.
For the last 5 years, we've spent the best parts of our lives together and made it through.
See, they're sitting in a room watching TV, and she's being videotaped watching this.
Anything more in my life than her love, and that's why I'm here today. Geraldine, will you marry me?
Wow.
Oh,
damn.
Oh, you killed me.
Quite a reaction. What the hell is that sound?
That's her. That is Geraldine.
Geraldine,
Mike.
Is that you hyperventilating?
I think you possibly spliced in some sound effects.
Well, we did at the beginning.
Hold on, honey. This is a tape. That's a tape. That's a tape. This is you.
Mine's a lot more heartfelt.
Is that now, Geraldine? Is that you doing the breathing right there?
I think I might have been unable to breathe at one point.
Wow.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
I think we're all waiting for an answer right now.
So good.
That wasn't her.
No.
We are a hello?
Hi.
Geraldine, do you say yes at any time during this?
I do.
Okay.
I definitely do.
Let's see if it's it in the next 5 seconds.
Are you married?
We don't have to do it tomorrow.
Yes.
There's the answer.
Michael
Merrill.
Your name's Sing is right next to one of the screen buttons.
I know. You're going crazy with these sound effects.
Sorry about that.
Oh, my God. That's great.
What?
Whoa, look out!
What?
Anyway, that's Geraldine saying yes.
Geraldine, it sounded like a touching moment.
I'm sorry?
It sounded like a touching moment. We were having a little fun with it there, but it did sound like a touching moment.
It was great. It was really wonderful.
In all seriousness, thank you for being on the show, Geraldine.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank your fiancé for being on the show and for being on our show a couple of weeks ago. Please remind him that it makes a person look stupid to use the word whatnot.
He's better than that.
And you sound like a very bright woman, and you'll be able to share that with him for us, I hope.
You know, like I said, I'll tell him that all his vocabulary has to come straight from DJs from now on.
That's right. That's good. You're kind of giving us the business there, but that's okay, honey.
That's okay. We can tolerate that.
Well, that's all right.
You know, I've got to defend my man.
Right. That's
well,
okay.
Because we got a gift certificate for you at C-Mart. So, you'll have a great time there. Thank you for being on the show, Geraldine.
Good luck.
Thank you.
70% of all marriages fail.
You're kind. Thanks.
Sorry.
Bye.
I'm sorry.
Facts are facts.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
I like rape.
You know,
kiss my fat ass.
You go naked in bed when I see you Sunday.
Okay.
Oh, boy, I tell you, thank God you had those sound effects there.
Ooh.
That might have been real dull.
Okay, I'll tell them that all their vocabulary should come from DJs.
God, she was screaming like a pig in heat on that tape.
It almost sounded like she was hyperventilating.
Yeah,
she was very close in tone to the Crazy Bride tape that we had heard a couple of
And the
weeks
only
ago.
Reason I said that 70% thing was, A, it's true, but B...
Mike, you don't have to back it up.
But she was, you know, giving us a little,
a little attitude.
You know, and he broke the whatnot rule.
And she's a little happy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A little too happy.
You're right. So you got a 3 in 10 shot of making that marriage work out. Good luck.
Would have improved on the odds if he'd been if he'd had the pull to get the Super Bowl at.
Mm-hmm. And also, there's the whatnot factor.
Yes. The whatnot factor. Who's to say he didn't walk into an ad exec's office and say, "I've got a good idea and whatnot."
Hi, Joe.
Hi there.
That's so good.
That's the one I'm curious about.
Quit smelling my belly button.
Okay.
What is that one that's so good? Do we know where that's from?
Yeah,
that's from the cooking show that we'll hear more of later on.
Oh, that's the same guy.
Yeah.
That's the Hi Joe guy.
Yeah, we've got to listen to that tape. We've got a tape of Joan Crawford drunk from back in the 50s.
Back in the good old days.
Back in the when?
Late 60s.
Same thing. Eons ago.
Yes.
All of that. Oh, and look at this. Everybody's still calling on the telephone. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Welcome to Discipline Thursday. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
How are you? Am I speaking to Joe? How you doing, Joe?
Hi, Joe.
Hello. That's Reno calling you.
Yeah, you've called before.
Hey, Joe. Where's Joe? Where's my man, Joe?
Where's Joe?
Joe, do your thing.
Block this guy.
He's gone.
Never right. again.
Thank you, Joe.
Congratulations, Joe. Always a class act.
Thank you, Joe Ardinger. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
And Michael. And Buzz and everybody.
The name is Mike.
Hey, I heard a commercial yesterday with you using Whatnot. You broke the Whatnot rule.
Who did?
On the whole market.
Hold on a second. This is the... Don? Oh, God, we went through this exercise yesterday. This is a guy now from Sacramento calling me, telling me that I said Whatnot in a commercial. Dumbass, that was a joke in the commercial.
Dumbass, I'm calling from Oakland, California, Oakland.
Yeah, but that was a joke. Using the word Whatnot when Don used it in the commercial was a joke.
And when I said Sacramento, you obviously heard it on the Sacramento station because it was a local commercial for a Sacramento merchant.
Yes, but you shouldn't use it at all.
He's right.
All
right.
You're a genius.
Bye-bye.
You're a goddamn genius, Don.
Get out of here. What'd you get out of here?
You're a goddamn genius.
I'm going to give that caller credit because that was the only way he could have pulled out of that.
Setting a bad example.
Maybe we've learned a lesson today ourselves. We shouldn't use it at all.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.